तत्खम्मतांस भगवान पुरुष पुराण नारायण सपुरुष जदसत्त न चानामहो न विदुषा विचितांजलिना शांति जरियसी नमो पुरुषाय भूमने महाराज बेगिंग पार्डन फ्रॉम the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because his men attempted to arrest the divorce, just see. He says, I pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead that he may excuse my men, because they have committed a great offense by attempting to arrest the divorce. भगवन्तं समापयति तदिति न सपुरुषै अस्मदीयत्वेन अस्तित्वै स्वयैव पुरुषै यस्मात् असत् अन्यायं तत्तस्मात् स्वयमेव खम्मताम् तत्खम्मतां स भगवान् पुरुषपुराण नारायण सपुरुष जद असत स्थितान असत स्थितान सत्तान मीन्स टू ऑफर रिस्पेक्ट एंड असत स्थितान मीन्स टू ऑफर डिसरेस्पेक्ट टू ऑफर डिसरेस्पेक्ट टू डिवोर्सी एज यू नो वैष्णव अपराध जैसे गर्ल ऑफर And he says, no means including myself. He is taking responsibility himself also. So I did not advise, instruct my men before that they should not go to a devotee, or that was my offense. They see how Vishnu is humble and is Jamaraj, the Supreme of Death. Still, he is so humble and meek.
Tathammatāṁsa bhagavāna purusa purāna nārāyana sapurusai jad asat pitangana sānām aho navidusāṁ dasitāṁjalīnā sānti jariyasinamo purusāya bhūnne न सपुरुष अस्मदीयत्न स्थित पुरुष यस्मा असत अन्याय तस्मा स्वयं वम्मता महता जानां श्यानां भक्तानां नो अस्माकं न विदुषाम अज्ञानां अहो गरीयसि तस्मिन् शांति युक्तैव महर्षि पाठेशियाणां महात्मं अविदुषं न समाहं करोति इति तत्
So we did not know, neither my men did not know, without knowing a devotee is trying to arrest, because that was not their mistake. This is the significance of this verse. They knew it very well, because in the record of Jamaraj, so all the criminal or sinful activities committed by Ajamin was recorded. But by chance, he chanted the name of Narayana. Therefore, he was indemnified immediately for all his offenses. That was not known to the assistance of Yamaraja.
Tasmat saṅkīrtanaṁ viṣṇu jagannamaṁ galamaṁ haśāṁ mahatāṁ api kaurabhva vidhi oikāṁ chitamiṣṭhita
niṣṭhita. Now he concludes Śukadeva Goswāmī is concluding kaurabhva, the descent addressing Mahārāja Parīkṣit as the descendant of the Kurus. Kaurabha.
Tasmat saṅkīrtanaṁ viṣṇu.
Last time somebody was speaking that any name chanting is good. No, saṅkīrtanaṁ viṣṇu. It is going on that any name, any demigod's name, and there is a big propaganda on this point. Some so-called great personalities, they preach like that any name is good. But the Śāstra does not say that. Harir nāma. Śāstra says, the holy name of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here also it is said, Tasmat Saṅkīrtanaṁ Viṣṇu. Not any other demigod's name is not this. But they, by force, because they are impersonalists, they manufacture such theory without any reference to the authoritative fact. Viṣṇu nāma, there are 10,000 of name of Viṣṇu. If you chant Viṣṇu's name, Viṣṇu Śāstra, name, 1,000 names of there is a book, perhaps everyone of you know, Viṣṇu Śāstra nāma. So here also it is said, out of thousands and thousands of name of Viṣṇu, you can chant any one of. Not any other name. Not that if I chant Kali's name, there is a regular Kali Kirtan party in Calcutta, perhaps you know. So these are all imitations, concoctions. And since there is a party called Kali Kirtan party, so, that is useless waste of time. Sat-saṅkīrtanaṁ is not good. Here is specifically concerned. Sat-saṅkīrtanaṁ Viṣṇu. Because by chanting Viṣṇu's name, Viṣṇu and Krishna, say, Viṣṇu Tattva. Viṣṇu Tattva in the category of Viṣṇu, all these names, Krishna, Rama, Manusudas, Narayan, so many, thousands of names, they come. Chanting the Viṣṇu's name, there will be profit, there will be benefit. Because Jagannamangalam, Jagannamangalam, Amhatam, for all kinds of sinful action or sinful men, it is the most auspicious chanting Viṣṇu's name. It's a we chant the mantra, apavitra pavitra va sarvava sthanga topiva jasmare kundari kāthaṁ sa bāya abhantanam siti 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 siti. That is the recommendation of all pastors. Each one, according to Vedic principle, if anyone says something which is wrong, he immediately rectifies himself, seriously, 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 or I have done this wrong. not any other name. Now nobody is going to say, Sitari, 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 no. Sitari. Sarvishnam paramparam, Sarapasandhika, this mantra. Vishnu is the parampara. So here it is also saying the same thing. In the Vedic literature, you won't find any contradiction. Sometimes you argue somebody has said like this, some Mahatma has said like this. That is not a very valid argument. A valid argument is when you quote from the Vedic literature, that is valid. Veda Pramana. Siddhit Pramana. The Siddhit Pramana is accepted among the authority. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or all the acharyas, they write comments on any authoritative book, immediately giving quotation from Vedas to support his comment. Otherwise, a personal comment has no meaning. If I comment on some Vedic literature, on my personal point of view, there is usually. It has no meaning, but it is going on. Oh, such and such personal. Unless one comes in the parampara system, his personality has no value. Even parampara prātanam rājata-yogi, Bhagavad-gītā. Unless one comes in the disciple succession, chain of disciple succession, so such person's this opinion or comment has no value. Tatmāt saṅkīrtanaṁ viṣṇu jagan mangalam aṅhasāṁ mohatāmapi kaurabhya. Mohatāmapi. Not only ordinary sinful, even the greatest sinful. Mohatāmapi kaurabhya. Vidhi oikāntika nishtitim. Oikāntika nishtitim. Fully. If anyone wants to answer Lord Vishnu's name, Krishna's name, Lord Rama's name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Immediately, oikāntika nishtiti, completely he becomes free from all sinful resultant actions. Immediately. But the difficulty is that after being released from such sinful resultant action, he again commits sin, because he is habituated. He is habituated. Therefore, the habit has to be changed. The same example, just like the elephant takes bath very nicely in the dam, and as soon as he comes over the land, he takes some dust and throws away. This mentality has to be changed. But by constant, even in the beginning, one is offended by chanting and chanting again the same thing, because due to our practice. Krishna says, Apite sudurācāra bhadati māmanam anandabhāt. If he has got full faith in the chanting of his holy name, even he commits repeatedly sinful actions on account of his past habit, not intentionally. This should not be intentionally done. If one thinks that I am chanting Hare Krishna mantra, let me go on also committing sins, it will be counteracted. That is greatest suffering. Unintentionally, due to past habit, if one falls down, commits sins, that is excused and that becomes rectified by chanting. We have to chant, therefore, a strict numerical be So many times, minimum 15 hours. It will take not more than 2 hours. So we can find out of 24 hours, 15 minutes, while walking on the street, while going somewhere, in the bars, in the train, at home, whenever there is, even by lying down, you can jump. There is no Niyamita Smarana in Nepala. There is no such restriction that you have to chant it early in the morning or after taking bath or so many. That is good. But even that facility are not available, it still you can chant and get it done. It is all
right.
It requires about 2 hours for chanting 16 rounds. You are avoiding the offenses, 10 times of offenses. And take, receive the holy name through the proper channel, upright, in this way, one can elevate from the material platform to the spiritual platform. Spiritual platform means to become free from material contaminants. That is spiritual practice. Trigunati. Material platform means the three gunas. Sata, Raja, Tama. And when one is transcendental to these gunas, qualities, Sagunana, Samasi, Tayitana, Brahma, Bhuyaya, Pali. Sagunana, Samasi, Tayitana, Brahma, Bhuyaya, Pali. One can transcend these three qualities. How? Mancha Vyavichari Bhakti Jodi Nandavati. One who is engaged in the devotional service without any disease. In the beginning, one has to a little attack. Then the parents haven't got to the fourth thing that go to school and read and then you automatically get that sort of mentality. In the beginning, everything is like that. Formerly, when boys and girls are married at an early age, the girls were about 12 years at most, so the elderly members of the family used to teach the girl how to satisfy her husband. But when the husband and wife become attached, there was no need of such instruction. Similarly, in the beginning, one has to adopt the means and the prescribed rules and regulations of the shastra for devotional service. But when he gets attachment, it is called asakti means attachment. So there you stay. If you practice, then there will be asakti. That asakti is not also final. Asakti, the next stage is bhava, and the next stage is prema. Adu sadhyatatu sadhusam. If one has got a little faith in devotional service, that as you are all coming here, this is a little respect or faith in the devotional service, sadhu shraddha, that is the basic thing. Without shraddha, you cannot make any progress. But strictly speaking, that shraddha also unflinching. As it is stated in the Chaitanya Sutamata, shraddha sabde vichar sudhira nishchay. That is shraddha. That's why Krishna says, sarva dharman palitajya mam ekang saranangva. Shraddha or respect for this statement means one is firmly convinced. What is that? The Krishna bhakti kaili sadhma karma pita. If I surrender unto Krishna, under the lotus feet of Krishna, then all perfection of my activity is done. This firm conviction is the basic principle of Krishna. If you have got education, Krishna says that you surrender unto me, and if I hesitate, I do not know whether Krishna is actually able to protect, give me protection. That is not complete Shuddha. Shuddha means full faith. Yes, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is assuring, aham kaam sarva paapa phamma purishami. Then why not surrender unto you? On this conviction, if one surrenders unto Krishna, that is the basic principle of Shuddha. That Shuddha you have been seen by your devotional service. That is the beginning. If you have a teacher in faith, then that is also lacking in Shuddha. Sadhu Shuddha. So first of all, you must have this Shuddha. Then, because one has got Shuddha, naturally, his business will be to associate with devotees. Where devotees are speaking, how the devotees are working, how they are developing Krishna consciousness, to associate. And therefore, with this chance, opening center, with this chance for association. Please come, sit down here, just try to learn something about devotional service. Take prasadam. In this way, our activity is to give chance to the ordinary people for good attitude. If anyone has got Shuddha, he will take advantage of the attitude. It is not a money-making business that we keep one duty or Krishna. That is our business, or he does he wants it. But another opportunity is offered to the people in general, that they may come, they may offer obeisances, bow down before Krishna. With every item is giving helping in Krishna consciousness. If anyone comes, simply bows down, he becomes a god. That we have discussed in the previous.
Jivhana bhakti bhagavad gunanama dhiyam kitasana smarati tat charanar vinnam Krishnaya no namati.
Krishnaya no namati. Because this class of men, they do not go to temple, neither offer, neither bow down. So this is a chance. Because hundreds of devotees are bowing down, so one has to be. That is the effect of ascetic. He does not like, but out of curiosity and respect, he likes to go all the way on to God. And as soon as he bows down, he lets one soul advance. If he plays any instrument, he advances. If he hears the prayer, he advances. So these are the chances given to the ordinary neophyte. And as he comes, as he appreciates, sadhusam, sadhusadhyatakur sadhusam. The opportunity of sadhusanga is given. And by sadhusanga, when he is rectified, almost, he offers himself, kindly, initiative. As you get so many letters, so many requests. That is natural. If one has actually done sadhu sangha, he is inclined to be a bona fide disciple, to be guided by bona fide spiritual mouth. That is called bhajanakriya. Adau sadhyatakuru sadhu sangha atva bhajanakriya. And if he actually follows the rules and regulation of bhajan, then anarthana yukti, that anartha, unnecessary, nonsense habits, sinful habits will disappear. Just like these boys and girls were habituated in so many unapproved habits, but they have disappeared. Take for example, they are meeting, they are doing that. Meeting. They are doing that. They are, as because in their social affair, meat eating, drinking is a common thing in Europe and America. But this Vajrasya helps them to give up everything. They are not even smoking. What is tea or drinking? They do not smoke in serious. Don't take tea, don't take coffee. This is called anartha nirishi. Nirishi means vanity. Completely vanity. Anartha, that is not required. Nobody is dying without smoking. Nobody is dying without drinking tea. Nobody is dying without illicit sex. But by bad association, one learns all this nonsense. Similarly, by good association and bhajanasya, you can do it. That chance you are given. Anartha nirishi chyat. After anartha nirishi, nishtha. Yes, I must take the devotion answer. Nishtha. Then there is death. There is death. Whenever there is some talk of Krishna, immediately he goes there. Because he has got a death. Then asakti. Asakti means attachment. When asakti platform is there, he cannot give up. Asakti. Just like one becomes attached to drinking wine, he cannot give up. Similarly, the same asakti, he transfers to Krishna consciousness, he cannot give up. Even you pay him lakhs of rupees, but give up it. Some of our students, they have been actually offered by their father that you give up this Krishna consciousness, I give you $10,000 and like that, to do some business. But now, no, they are living with that, although they have no very good facility for eating, sleeping. But it's still, because there is attachment, there is asakti. After this asakti, there is bhava. All are thinking of it. And the next day is prem. How to love Krishna. Become mad after Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told the example. Yugaitam nirvina chastusa pravitaitam sunnaitam jagat sarvam govindam virahinam. When there is prema, these symptoms will be manifest. Yugaitam nirvina. One moment will appear just like hundreds of years. Yugaitam nirvina. Chastusa pravitaitam. Crying. The tears coming incessantly, like torrents of rain. Chaptita, Pravishayata, Sunnayatam Javad Sarva. And without Govinda, without Krishna, the whole world is better. That is prayer. That's why Goswami, they also saw this. He Radhi Vrajadevi Ki Chalalite, He Nanda Sunak Putaha. Here in Vrindavan, they're simply fasting after Sri Radhe, Sri Radhanani, Sri Nandasuta, the son of King Nanda Maharaj, that is Krishna. Sri Radhe, Sri Nandasuna, Sri Brajadevi, Sri Chalalite, Brajadevi, the gopis, that Brajadevi, Lalite, the principal of the gopis, next Radharani. Sri Radhi, Sri Vrindavani, Sri Chalalite, He Nanda Smuda Kutaha. Where you are? Govardhana Padapatale, Kali Vibhane Kutaha. Are you near the Govardhan hill or in the forest on the bank of the Jamuna River? Where you are? discharging. Discharging is called viprarambha. Separate love in separation. That is one. Feeling separation intensely and touching us. Very sick, very sick, very sick. Ghosantaditu sarvato brajapure kedai mahabhyuvalu. The Goswami, they were searching after Krishna and Krishna's associates. All over Vrindavan, brajapure. Ghosantaditu sarvato brajapure kedai. Simply lamenting, where you are, where you are, where you are. Not that, oh, I have seen yesterday, last night, Krishna. He was dressing my cloth. Did he saw you? Did he saw you? This is actual one. When one becomes mad after Krishna, very Krishna, very Krishna, very Krishna, very Krishna. And that is the highest perfection of it. So, this highest perfection of life can be achieved beginning with Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu Jagannamangalam Angatam. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Tasmat Sankirtanam Vishnu. Of Lord Vishnu, Krishna, Rama. Then, Mahatam api kaurabha vidhi ahitan chitanishti. Even one is very grievously offended, he is also relieved. And as soon as he relieves, the other things will follow. So long one is not relieved from sinful activities, one cannot take the delusion of it. That is also stating the story by Bhagavad Gita. Jivitam antagatam papam. Once is completely free from all sinful reactions. The sinful reaction can be immediately free by chanting. But one who speaks as no more comments any sin can offend, he is immediately free. In this way, when one is completely free from sinful actions, this jananam punna karmanam, and as soon as he is free from sinful actions, his next activity will be simply pious activity. Devotional service is simply pious. Punna savana sita. Punna means pious. Even one does not understand, if he simply hears and chants, that is punna, pious activity. Therefore, a devotee is always situated on the pious activity platform. Chinnathana sabhada krishna punna savana sivitam. The same thing in Bhagavad Gita. Jitam antagatam papam. Jananam punna karmana te dandamaha nimvakta bhajante maana dhirani. That's why she is situated on this platform, then there is no question of duality, whether I can do it or do not. It's fixed that. Te dandamaha nimvakta bhajante maana dhirani. And in what we can do, with faith and steadiness in devotional service, he is Mahat. Mahatmanasthamāṁ prātas dhaviṁ bhajanti anannamani. That is the true become of Mahatma, not that a manifested Mahatma, doing all nonsense and development. So, it is durātmā. Anyone who is not devotee of Krishna is durātmā. He is not Mahatma. That is not said in the Shastra. You cannot manifest a Mahatma by your compassion. Here is Mahatma. Sa Mahatma Subhidya. Who is fully surrendered unto Krishna. Sa Mahatma Subhidya. That is
Mahatma.
Mahabhava's stage is not possessed by any ordinary way. Mahabhava's stage is possible by the gopis. personal association, Sitana. And there is Krishna's potency, pleasure potency. There Mahabhava is a person, or in Krishna. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has Mahabhava. Mahabhava is not possible for any of you. That is unification. If they show some symptoms of Mahabhava, just like some falling down, it is unification. Chanting, fall down. Who is not this? What is it? So this is not possible for all of you. Mahabhava is different. Because Krishna is God. Yes. Well, Ramakrishna is not a teacher. These are manufactured. This is not bona fide. You cannot say, at least we do not take it. You cannot say whole world. There is a least of incarnation. There are three terms of incarnation. Incarnation does not mean anyone can claim that he is incarnate. There must be symptoms of incarnation, every incarnation. Just like Lord Caitanya is accepted as incarnation in the Shastras. And symptoms are there. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishna Sangma Pangasa Parsadam Jagyam Santi Kanai Prayi Jagyam Tiri Sumera. Similarly, any incarnation, you say, you have to consult Shastra, characteristics of the incarnation. No, no, if that is not mentioned in the Shastra, how can we accept incarnation?
So, as
the
time goes on,
no. even in future tense, just like Lord Buddha, that is mentioned. Although Srimad Bhagavatam was written 5,000 years ago, the Lord Buddha's name is there. Lord Buddha appeared 2,500-600 years. The Bhavishyati. That means Shastra is indicating in future Lord Buddha is come. That's why Kalki is come. That is also mentioned. In future, at certain such time, under certain such circumstances, his father's name is that, his native place is that, everything is mentioned. That is Shastra. Even if one is going to be incarnation in the future, that is also mentioned in the past. Not that because Shastra was written at a certain time and incarnation was not there. No, in the Shastra the future incarnation is also.
The
Roman and what is it? That is our misconception. What is Roman Yoda? That may be, you see, a fool's paradise, there is one, there is another thing. But our authority is, just like Krishna says, even parampara prasam, unless one is coming down from the parampara system, they are not authority. They are not authority. But we do not see anyone who becomes an expert in Hare Krishna, he was with some demigod. Yes. Saptavikalta, yes. Mama loves it. He never said that I am God. Son of God is divine. Son of God, everyone is son of God. Everyone is son of God.
Son and father are the same.
Yes, actually, son and father are the same. There is no distinction. This concept that without reference of the shastras and authority has deteriorated in your city. A person may be very great devotee, great man, that is another thing. But to accept one as incarnation, that is difficult. Yes, you may be very great, and that's all that. Jagga Durudim of Satya, anyone, a sense of exceptional quality, Mama Siddhanta Samudra, Krishna says, they are born of my Siddha. But that does not mean he is incarnate. There are many persons, and Hitler was a very big man. But that does not mean he becomes incarnate. And Napoleon Bonaparte was a very big man. So, in this world you find big and bigger, 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 one is bigger than another. You have to go to Brahma. Who can be become like Brahma? He has created this whole universe. And he lives, you know, he lives, sahasra jivapadyantam arahat jat brahmana vidya. You cannot calculate his one day's life. But his life, he does never say that I am incarnation, I am God. So powerful. In comparison to Brahma, what are these insignificant creatures? He is the creator of this universe. And his one day's life, he cannot calculate. That is stated in Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra Yuga Padjantam. 43 lakhs of years makes one yuga. And multiply it by thousands. Sahasra Yuga Padjantam. Arhat, that is Brahma's dweller state. And he never claims that he is incarnation of God. And you have to speak as if he is insignificant person. So God or God's incarnation are so sweet to you. You should know what is God. That's from Bhagavad Gita Christline. His Brahma has 1 12 hours you cannot calculate. And how many he is age. 12 hours he can calculate. But 12 hours again, 12 hours night. Then, Sahasra Yuga Padjantam, again, in this 1 month, in this 1 year, such 1,000 years, 100 years to be. So you cannot calculate. It's such a big personality. The first born creature within this universe, he also never claims that I'm incarnation of God. Yes, yes, he claims, he says that I am the same Ravana Krishna and Vivekananda Brahma. That's it, that means he claims. If he did not claim, then how Vivekananda knew that he knew that? Well, at the last moment you can also say, that is the proof that you are incarnation. Oh, we have to see what are your symptoms of incarnation. That is terrible. That's my characteristic. If you want to test one, any chemical, say that it is salt. The salt and the sugar, it is looking the same. Sometimes you mix it. By tasting, you can know that this is salt, that this is sugar. So what is the taste? Simply by declaration, I am the same Krishna, I have become incarnation. What is the taste? That's that taste regarding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ah, Lord Buddha, Kaiti, there is taste. Lord Krishna, there is taste. Lord Ramchandra, there is taste. What is the taste of this Ram Krishna becoming incarnate? Just like we are singing this song, Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari, Gopijana Vallava Girivaradha. Immediately, Girivaradha, listen, listen. Govardhan, see. It is impossible for any common, a 7 years old boy, is listening, breathing. So if one keeps up drinking, that's very... Our big boy has kicked up all his face without any being described by any internet. Simply by my instruction, we give up all this nonsense. They still give up. That means I am in condition because I have helped them in giving up guilty. Just kicked out in one word. Then I am greater than Ramakrishna. Thousands of boys have given up. What giving first one? You are the Gaja smoker, I know. These are not the symptoms of incarnation. That helping one being for some danger, not stopping being. Incarnation is not so cheap. Now we should consult faster, regarding the difficulty. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Dasasya Vidhimushchitya Bhattate Kamaka. Nothing brings about it. You never get perfection. Not to come, neither happiness. And what to speak of going to the transcendental world, na parangu. So we have to consult shastras. Then we understand who is incarnation, who is not incarnation, who is good. This nonsense provocation that one, everyone can have his opinion and that he is real. Now the result is they naturalize, they are created, they kill men. That is also another way of realizing. So our point of view is that we are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement on the basis of shastra, not seeing the day. Therefore, a particular name is Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So, we are helping people just on the basis of Krishna's instruction. Who can be better instructor than Krishna, and who can be better God than Krishna? Supposing we have said Ramakrishna is incarnate, he says that I am the same Ramakrishna. Or we will on the priest that here is God. Krishna, the same Krishna and Ram. Now, he is taking shelter of Krishna and Ram. Not by his activity, he is proving incarnation. He is taking shelter, I am the same Krishna, same Ram. Is it not? What is that? No. If he says that I am the same Ram and Krishna, that means he is taking shelter of Krishna and Ram. Is it not? No. That's all relating to fact with reference to Krishna. Because Krishna is accepted as God. That's all right. He is taking reference with Krishna. Because Krishna is accepted as Lord, he is taking advantage of Krishna fully. That's all. Is it not? Anyway, now suppose if this lady says that I am the wife of certain such gentleman, so I am interested in certain such gentleman or any other, anyone else. The interest is to be real husband. Not that I will accept somebody as her husband. She is not real. So, as soon as I say I am the same Rama and Krishna, that I am taking shelter of Rama and Krishna. And his name is therefore given, his real name was Gadadhar Chatterjee. His name was Gadadhar Chatterjee, he was a priest. And he is accepted as Ramakrishna by Vivekananda and Krishna. Now, suppose he is incarnate as Ramakrishna, taking for granted. Now, he is the incarnation of Krishna and Rama. So, when Krishna is there, Rama is there, why he accept incarnation? Why not real Rama and Krishna? That is another thing, but when you are speaking of Krishna, of course there is no difference between that. You have to make a thorough study, just like about Buddha. It is said that Sarmahaya Surabhisham, just to build the 18th class Amma, that is stated here. Lord Buddha appeared just to build the Suradvisham. Suradvisham means those who are envious of the devotees or the atheist class amnes. Now, what was the bewilderment? The atheist class amnes, they do not believe in God. Lord Buddha never said that there is God. He said that yes, there is no God, there is no soul. Ahimsa Parama Dharma. He just become non-violent and hear what I say. Now, he is incarnation of God. He never says that I am incarnation, because he did not say about God. So there is no question now, he is saying that I am incarnation of God. But the Shastra says that he is incarnation of God. So he says to the atheist class on yes, if you hear me, I say that you become non-violent, don't feel anguish. So God is saying in a different way, but they are saying there is no God. Let us follow Lord Jesus. That is called a Sun Mahaya. This very word is used. So it is no use arguing, but if you consult and take reference from the Shastra, then everything will be clear. But if you say that there is no need of reference to the Shastra, then there cannot be any end of argument. So we are speaking on the authority of Bhagavad Gita especially. Therefore, our society's name is Krishna Consciousness. But when you say something which has reference to the shastras, we have to speak with reference to the shastras. Otherwise there is no end of argument. Krishna says, dasasam vijimutti. We are referring to Bhagavad Gita, that you cannot go out of the reference of the shastras to create something. That is not possible. That you will not admit. And nobody can create shastra. Dharmam to sakshat bhagavatam. Shastra and dharma is the creation of the Supreme Personality of God. Not that anyone can create any religion. Simply. No. That is also not true. That is not a dharma. Ramakrishna Mission says, Jatumat Tatava. Is it that? That means anyone can create an institute of dharma. That's a fact. That's a fact. But that God is not so cheap. That's a fact. God is one. It's not that, that anyone and everyone can become God. But he has not studied at the Hindu religion. I say, I give you evidence. If you refer to the Hindu religion, Krishna, then I say he has not at least tried to know what is Hindu religion. For argument's sake. No, because you have referred, therefore I'm replying. Because if you refer something. No, we have got enough time. We are meant for this purpose. We can spend 24 hours for this purpose. If you get really planned to hear. For the time being, the program is up to the end of this month. These boys and girls in Europe and America, they have been benefited because they had no any concoction in their brain. They have been presented express to Bhagavan Sam, and they have been ordered to follow certain principles, and they have faithfully done it, and they have taken Krishna consciousness and they have completed it. That is just manifestation. They had no hodgepodge idea in India. And that is the only qualification by which they are improving so quickly. Within 4 years, they have become so nice Vaishnavas that in our country also, the Vaishnavas are feeling ashamed by this thing they are doing. Huh? Yes. What is the future? Future means they are accepted the Gaisya. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān paritya māmetam sarama, they are accepted. Future. They have nothing within the brain. There are so many other things, so many other things, so many other things. You can take Bhagavad Gita, that was spoken 5,000 years ago. and any section, any mission, they are referring to the Bhagavad Gita. So they cannot avoid Bhagavad Gita. Then why not direct Bhagavad Gita? Why you are going here and there? If Bhagavad Gita is the essence, why you are going here and there? Take Bhagavad Gita and you will believe. Why adulteration? Why incarnation of Krishna? Why not Krishna direct? That is our opposite. If you got the original thing, that's all right. We are talking of Bhagavad Gita. That when the original thing is present here, why a substitute? That is incorrect. Why should you accept a substitute? When the original thing is present here. That's all right. Taking Krishna as incarnation and Bhagavad Gita spoken by you and dealing with Bhagavad Gita and everyone is dealing with Aurobindo, so he writes on Bhagavad Gita, Vivekananda speaks on Bhagavad Gita, any big man, Gandhi speaks on Bhagavad Gita, everyone speaks in foreign countries here also, why not take directly Bhagavad Gita? What is the objection? Yes, that we are doing. That's it. If you accept Bhagavad Gita authoritatively, take it sincerely and immediately. Don't make other things. That is our purpose. Especially putting forward that you believe in Bhagavad Gita. Take it as it is. You are going to. If you are getting fresh milk from the cow, why should you go to accept bottled milk? The bottled milk seller will give you the same milk. That's all right. I am getting fresh milk from the cow directly. Which you prefer? That is another part. Then bottled milk is a guarantee that it is not taken from the diseased cow. This is the idea. When I am talking of fresh milk from... then do you mean to say that bottled milk is guaranteed that it is not from the disease cow? That is no idea. There are two kinds of milk selling. One man is giving direct to fresh milk and another is selling bottled milk. Which do you prefer? Sometimes you go purchase medicine. And the dealer says, here is a substitute. It is as good as this. It is cheaper. Then in the matter, no, I don't want cheaper. Give me that original. That is intelligent. Why should I go to cheaper? It may be spurious. Why should we take this? Let me take directly for the original. That is intelligent. When the original is available, why I shall go to the substitute? That is our argument. Bali Agalari. Bali? The original is present. Why you go to substitute? Carry original instruction from Krishna and be benefited. That is our purpose.
Prasad.
not aware of anything about the flow. Does it mean that we anything in the flow is not the flow?
For a layman, one shouldn't expect that flow unless he consults the doctor. And one who knows that the ingredients of anisi and astro is the same, catinasi and kinetasi, then there is no harm taking astro because name is different. Name is different, the ingredients are the same. I know what is astro and what is anisi. Your chemist is my dear salad. It is combination of phenacetin, aspirin, like that. It is five dimensions. Very well. The formula is different than it is different analogy. So in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Mamekam Saranam Bhaja. And Ramakrishna says, in any far people, the formula depends. That we should understand. Krishna says, Mam Ekam. And Ramakrishna says, any far people, immediately, formula depends. Is it not? That's how can I accept? Krishna says one, and Ramakrishna says anything. At least I knew that you are this gentleman now. So I, as old acquaintance, I went to see him. So he personally told me that the Americans now are inquiring that you are taking some of so much money for distributing to the poor. And when you go to India, you see so many poor men lying on the footpath. So how you are utilizing this money? This question has asked by the American, so they contribute. Even in America, there are many institutions, I know, bogus. They draw huge quantity of money from the foundation. Anyway, that's like our government for rehabilitation. There's so many things are going on. So in the name of India, poor India, suffering India, so many... Yes. It has become a scapegoat. What is it called? Scapegoat. Yes. And it is advertised India is very poor, dying, without America itself, but dying.